is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. USAprepares.com. Just a short announcement. Meet up Monday. I'm on stage, and I'll be talking about starting your own business. How you can start a home-based business. It doesn't even matter what kind of business. And I'm going to be sharing the tax secrets. Actually, they're not secrets. They're published by the IRS. But I'm going to help you understand how you can start your own business out of one room of your house and take great deductions and stop sending as much money to those feds as you used to. Okay? Seriously. I'm not kidding about this. I'm going to tell you how I do it. I've been doing this for many, many years, and I don't want to give those guys a cent, not one cent more than I have to. I do it absolutely legally. I've been audited many times, and I'll be talking about what happens when you get audited. Most people are terrified of being audited. It's no big deal. It's your chance to stake your claim, okay? And you can do battle with these guys, and you can win. It's easy. It's really easy. All you do is play with their rules, but you have to know the rules. And they're simple. Do you think you can deduct part of your cell phone? I'm going to tell you how you can do it. Can you deduct part of your home phone? Can you deduct from your employment income that rug that you put in your office? Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you how you can do it. All perfectly legal, all above board, all by playing with their rules. That's Monday. Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, Ziggy's, 5:30. Absolutely free. Our seminars are free. And you know, there are a lot of people who teach seminars, and they charge for them. Huh. We don't. We don't charge for our seminars. So that's USAprepares.com. Meet up Monday. Ziggy's. Right now, we're going to be talking about meetups. Meetups. Now, imagine our meetup at Ziggy's. Now, do you think we've been infiltrated? Do you think there have been attempts to break us up? Do you think there have been attempts to destroy the dissemination of information that we provide every week in Springfield, Missouri? Absolutely. And right now, we're going to learn how it's happened to someone else. It's not just me. Laura Ferris Wilson's with us. She's a broadcaster. Her program is called The Highland Perspective. Welcome, Laura.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I am well. Hey, thanks for joining us. And you know, this is an interesting topic, and I don't believe that it has been broached on national radio before. I don't believe it. Maybe it has, but I doubt it. So we're going to expose people and their tactics, how they try to infiltrate and take over and disrupt and actually cause the demise of preparedness and survival and conspiracy fact type meetups. Now, why don't we start with your meetup? Now, you have a meetup in the western part of the United States. Tell us where you've got it and how it started, please.
Okay, Vince. About 3.5 years ago, I was and still am a member of the International Tesla Society in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that I was in that group with, a lot of us listen to alternative media, listen to Genesis shows and things like that. These are highly intelligent, educated people that are in that group. And we decided we would start a preparedness group because of the way, you know, we believe that the economy is going to crash and things like that. And a lot of these guys that are in the Tesla Society, they make their own little solar heaters for their houses and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we decided we'd get a preparedness group going and have a public group where the public was invited to come in, and we would just teach people how to do different types of survival skills and things like that, how to, you know, where to get the best deal on items, where to get the best deal on the best quality survival food that we knew of, and things like that. It was a big information sharing plus. And the name of the group, if your listeners want to type it up on their computer while they're listening, the name of our group here in Colorado Springs is the Highland Preparedness Network Group. Because a lot of what we wanted to do was meet other people like mine so that we could network together and form a community within a community to help each other if, you know, everything started going south. So the Highland Preparedness Network Group, and my little website is on meetups.com. It's a meetup.com website that we rent to do this. And it's a volunteer organization. There's no 501c3. There's no money changing hands. We don't charge dues. You know, we're trying to avoid having any kind of problems that you know, collecting money, except just passing the hat for meetings so that we can pay for the room rent, the room that we're renting to have meetings. So mm-hmm. pass the hat and then give the building owner the money so we can rent the room. And that's how we started out. We had two meetings a month going. We had the first and third Tuesday night, and we would have a potluck that started at 6 o'clock. People were to bring in food and visit for an hour and get to know each other and together, you know, what I consider to be breaking bread together. And a lot of people that came into our group meetings, what we found was that, you know, a lot of people came and went throughout the first year or two. The numbers grew substantially, but the ones that stuck around seemed to be Christians. So that was kind of a, you know, and Christians read their Bible. They know that prophecy says certain things in the book of Revelation, certain things in the book of Daniel. So everybody was of like mind. Nobody was exactly the same denomination or anything like that. But it was, you know, Christians in the broad sense, you might say, were the ones that seemed to stick around and be what we considered to be people that we would trust and get to know and that we would really want to network with. And so it started out wonderfully. We had great meetings. Everything was going fine. And I found a group called the American Preppers Network online that seemed to be like a nationwide network of preppers. And I signed up to get their emails and whatnot because I was just trying to learn. I was trying to learn as much as I could learn. And I received an email from the American Preppers Network stating that they wanted local organizers in cities all over the United States to become organizers of their group meeting. And I thought, well, I'm already the organizer of a group meeting, and I've done extremely well. I had never done anything like this in my life. And I felt, you know, not overly proud or anything, but I thought, hey, you know, apparently I, myself and the other people that were giving me ideas, we did a pretty good thing here. We put a really good thing together. And so I emailed back the APN and told them everything we had done and how many group members. Within a six-month period of time, I think I had 130 group members. So, and a lot of these people were either retired military, some were current military, some had never been in the military at all. Of course, here in Colorado Springs, there is, you know, a lot of military. So, you know, you kind of expect to have military folks come into your meeting. And so I never received anything back from the APN, nothing. And no email, no nothing. And then I got another email from the APN three or four weeks later, and it was verbatim what I had sent them in my email telling them that these are great ideas for starting a preparedness group in your local area. And I told them every single thing we had done, and they never mentioned our name. They never mentioned our town. They never mentioned our group. They just simply didn't mention anything about Colorado Springs or anything. And it was almost as if it was their email that they had produced and sent out to everyone, and it was my email verbatim. And that kind of irked me. You know, I thought that was kind of dirty. Least they could have done was say, you know, hey, you know, these people in Colorado Springs have got a great thing going here, and they are giving us these suggestions, but absolutely no mention of us at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is my phone even on? And so, Vince, are you still with me?
I'm here. I'm listening to every word. I'm listening intently because...
I'm sorry. I thought my phone had cut off there. I'm sorry.
No.
Anyway...
No,
Laura,
let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm listening carefully, and in my mind are running parallels that have happened to me, and you used the word, it irks you. At least it irks me when people steal your work. And it's happened to me many, many times, over and over again in my life. So, okay, so you've built the template for, let me see if I understand. You built the template for a successful meetup. And that template you sent to the American Preppers Network, and then they used it as if it's their own without any attribution to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. And they never contacted me. I left my phone number. You know, I actually was interested in working with their network at that point, you know, when, mm-hmm. when I first got a hold of them and emailed them all of this.
Yeah.
Absolutely never contacted me at all. And so then I emailed them back and I said, hey, you know, I saw that you emailed everyone in the United States verbatim what I had told you about how to start a meetup and never even mentioned our name or anything. And I sent them an email and told them that that disturbed me, that, you know, I thought that that was unfair. At least they could have given us, you know, the credit, our group, the credit, and never received another word back from them. Then about 2 or 3 weeks later, a military couple in their army clothes, they had just gotten off work apparently at Fort Carson, came into our group meeting in their, and I've been told by other army people that they're not allowed to do this, but they came in their army clothes and sat through one of our meetings. And they took notes. It was a husband and a wife, and they brought a very disruptive small child in there and took, and I didn't allow children in my group meetings ever. But I went ahead this one time and didn't say anything. They were new, and so I let them come in, and they took notes in spiral notebooks the entire time we were having our meeting, and then they left. And another 2 or 3 weeks passed by, and one of my members said, hey, Laura, did you know that another prepper group has started in town? I said, no, I didn't, you know. Well, that's cool. I said, I wonder who these people are. Well, guess who they were? It was the military man and his wife that had come in, and they were working for the American Preppers Network.
Laura Ferris Wilson, we're talking about meetup hijacks, meetup takeovers, meetup infiltration. And we're going to tell you what to guard for in your meetup. And we're going to expose who these people are. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Laura's with us, Laura Ferris Wilson, and we're talking about the infiltration and the takeover of meetup groups. We're talking specifically about survival and preparedness meetup groups. Laura, I can tell you that the individuals who come to our meetup, now we've been doing this for 3 years now, weekly. Every week we have a seminar. It's free. And we don't charge anybody anything, and we don't have any sign-up sheets, and we don't have any dues. And although I'm an elected representative of the people in the Republican Party, I am a libertarian. And I run the meeting as a libertarian would. Very few rules. Okay, I've never said anything about children or no children. So if people want to bring their children, they are certainly free and welcome to do so, as long as the children are not disruptive. And you mentioned Christian. I'm just trying to share with people what our meetup is like. We have many different faiths in our meetup. As a matter of fact, one of my very best friends in the whole world is Jewish. And he's one of our senior instructors. And if he says grace or I say grace, the only difference is the word Jesus. It's the only difference. I mean, it's always thanks. It's never, hey, and don't forget we want to win the lottery. It's nothing like that. It's always just thanks to our Heavenly Father. So what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying that you discriminated on in any way on any particular group of individuals, and we don't. And we have many, many different faiths at our meetup. But what I do discriminate against his politicians. And I tell them that, and it says on the website, they are not welcome. I despise politicians. I don't care what faith they are. I don't care if they claim they're Christian or not. It doesn't work for me. I don't like them. And I will point them out and I will throw them out. As a matter of fact, I had a nice chat with the restaurant owner of Ziggy's, and I said, you know, if someone comes here and I think they're going to cause a problem, is it okay with you if I throw them out? He said, sure. So, you know, people said, hey, you've got a meeting at a public place. You can't throw me out. Oh, yes, I can. And I'm not going to allow people to disrupt our meeting and hijack our meeting. So we've had attempts. And let me share with you what I do. I know who the players are and who the regulars are. And when we start a meetup, and it's at a restaurant, and there's no charge, and if you want to have dinner with us, wonderful. If you want to have iced tea, wonderful. If you want to have dessert, wonderful. And you don't even have to do that. But it'd be nice if you did to support the, you know, the restaurant who's letting us use their room for free. So anyway, I go around and I shake hands with everybody, and I welcome them. And when I see new people, I say, I see you're new. We're glad you're here. Tell me. Tell me a little bit about you while you're here. And if I think they're a spy, I will say, I'm so glad you're here, and I know you want to meet new friends. So I'll be right back. And then they bring over some friends who are our regulars, and they sit with them. And these spies get so uncomfortable, they bolt in a matter of minutes. So that's how I handle it. But please continue. You were talking about the American
Reverse Network. Well, and I wanted to go ahead and add in that we really didn't know that most of the people were Christians because it had never been brought up in any of our meetings or anything.
Right.
It's just
right.
that after a person had been coming for a while, then they would turn around and say, you know, they would like say something to me kind of on the side like, you know, it seems like there's a lot of believers in here, you know? And so that's how we started figuring out that these people were gravitating towards us, you know? And that was a wonderful thing. And so we didn't make it a big deal. We actually had never said a public prayer in our meetings or anything like that. Once in a while, one of our members might crack a political joke, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially about the usurper in chief, you know? So there would be maybe a political joke cracked in that way. Yeah. And but, you know, there wasn't any really political talk. I would get up on the podium and I would tell people, you know, that I'm the organizer. And in my opinion, we have got some very, very, very evil people running this country. Mm-hmm. And I would say things of that nature because that is exactly what I believe. And,
yeah, and
so,
by the way, if we do have a small amount of freedom of speech left. And so... let's talk about that, and let's talk about what happened. And I believe that you got clamped down on. And we had some people try to stop me, too. We'll talk about that. Laura Ferris Wilson, and I'll be right back. Infiltration of Meetups.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, I've got a quick announcement. You know I'm good friends with Sam Bushman. And he and I have been talking for quite a while about Washington, D.C. And there are a number of events that people are talking about. People have had it. They've absolutely had it with the encroachment, the overreach, the overbearing, and the punishment of our liberties by those in Washington, D.C., the feds. And so Sam and I have been talking about this for quite some time. And there are events that are converging on Washington, but none of them seem to have the well-thought-out plan that we thought it should have, that they should have. So Sam wrote a plan, and it's called Lighting the Lamp of Liberty Action Plan, a CSPOA solution. That's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association solution. And Sam and I have been talking about this, and Sam and I have been debating this. Not debating it that we're on different sides. Making sure that the plan is bulletproof. Okay? Making sure that there aren't any holes in it. So, Sam wrote the plan, and it is absolutely brilliant. And he's invited me to be part of the initial components of this plan. And I'm delighted to do it. We're inviting millions of people to sign the CSPOA resolution. I'll put it up on the website so you can sign it. And we want an honest discussion of our peaceful intent. We want to return to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Okay? And on September 17th, Constitution Day, there'll be a national rally at the Press Club in Washington, D.C. The CSPOA will be there. Sheriff Richard Mack will be there. Larry Pratt will be there. Chris Ann Hall will be there. I will be there. We're going to be broadcasting live during setup and during the event. Joyce Riley is underwriting the breakfast at the Press Club. This is going to cost a lot of money. And we're hoping that millions will join us. Okay? And we are going to present to the White House documents with what the CSPOA resolution is. Seriously. So there'll be more details coming. And then we've got another event in April. We're going to have another Lighting the Lamp of Liberty event in April. Sam Bushman will be there. Tim Starks is organizing it. I'll be there. And that's in April. We'll tell you more about that on Monday. So I just want to share that with you. Laura Ferris Wilson and I are talking about infiltration and how these individuals that are sponsored by other groups are trying to take over meetups. You mentioned American Preppers Network. You know, it sounds like it's a good organization. Tell us about them.
Well, I investigated American Preppers Network, and of course, they would be the nationwide organization that wanted smaller groups throughout the different states and the different cities to crop up and be organized. The one here in town that popped out of nowhere was Colorado Springs Preppers. If you guys want to type that into your computer and look at them, Colorado Springs Preppers. Now, the military couple that came into my group meeting that turned out to be the main organizers of that group, I invited her to have coffee with me, and we met at a coffee house. And this is real, the short of it is that she brought the 4-year-old child that she gave a Kit Kat bar to, and this child was literally bouncing off the walls during our coffee meeting that we had. I believe that was done intentionally. She drugged that child with a candy bar, and I believed it was done intentionally to disrupt our little coffee meeting. So what she told me is that she had been in the area for 6 months. She really didn't know anybody. She really didn't know anything about preparedness. She wanted to learn, but yet here she is organizing this group. And that just didn't make any sense to me at all. And then she stated that she had no idea that I had ever contacted the APN and that they had contacted her. That didn't make any sense either. Why would these people just arbitrarily contact someone that knows nothing about preparedness and ask them to be an organizer of a group? So these things were not making any sense. I found out that the APN is sponsored by Glenn Beck and The Blaze. And there's, of course, a huge 9-12 group here in Colorado Springs, you know, and you've got a lot of Republicans and a lot of military. You're going to have that, too. And so the last thing I found out was that she told me she was handing out sheets and asking attendees of her group meetings to fill out information such as what they wanted to learn about prepping. And the first thing that came to my mind was these are data sheets, and they're wanting people to write things on there like, oh, I want to learn about guns, you know, and stuff like that, right? So I immediately thought, oh, okay, they're handing out sheets and they're coercing people into filling out data sheets and they're collecting the data. So I warned my group members about that. We had a man that came into our group meeting. We're just going to call him John. He turned out to be one of the co-organizers of the other group. He came into our meeting numerous times and actually tried to get my co-organizer to stab me in the back. He contacted my co-organizer and said, you know, we really just need to bridge these two groups together. And but in order to do that, we're going to have to get rid of Laura, and we're going to have to get rid of so-and-so and so-and-so, which were a couple of gentlemen that are retired engineers that were from the Tesla Society, very highly intelligent men, wonderful people. And they're very dear friends of mine for several years. And you know, this guy, we're going to call him John, he got a hold of my core organizer and said, you know, help me oust Laura and these other two people, and then we can bridge these two groups together and have one big main group. That was the first attempted coup. Then I made sure that man wasn't in our group meeting anymore. Shortly after that occurred, I would say about 3 months, we had had a military guy that was active duty that was coming into our group meetings, and he continued to bring in large type assault weapons and whatnot into our group meeting and encourage people to handle these weapons. And I have told people, you never touch somebody else's firearm unless you've got a pair of gloves on, ever. You don't ever just grab somebody's weapon and start touching it, because you just don't know, you know, where that weapon is going to go next. And so, and of course, it had been told, and I had eyewitnesses that came to me and said, Laura, I went to the other group meeting, and they were actually calling the Highland Preparedness Network group a paranoid radical fringe group. So they slandered us real bad. So if someone was brand new and was looking for a preparedness group to start attending, and they end up, you know, going to the Colorado Springs Preppers group first, the only thing they're going to hear is that this other group in town, the Highland Preparedness Network group, are a bunch of paranoid radical fringe nuts. And, of course, that's going to turn people off from coming over to our group. So this kind of thing was the little covert type of actions that had been going on, and it went on for quite a while.
Let me tell you what I know, Laura. I'm at the American Preppers Network website, and it says free ebooks, expo listings, meetup directory, discounts, and more. Join one of the fastest growing preparedness communities on the web and become an APN member free today. Join the APM community. Enter your email address, and there's a spot where you can enter it and click go. Now, let me tell you what I know. APN, I thought they were an above board organization. I would never let them come to my expo again. And they said, hey, you know, we want to come, and I'll tell you what we'll do. Give us some free space, and we will do an e-blast out to all of our members. 35,000 members. And I said, okay. Well, I tracked the response that came from them. I got 15 responses from these 35,000 members, supposedly. And then the second time they sent an e-blast out to the 35,000, I got 15 responses. That's a total of exactly 50. Okay? So I believe from that they are exaggerating who they are. And they also said to me, Vinny, we want to have a meetup at the Get Prepared Expo, my expo. And they wanted a room. And I said, no. No. If you want to meet up, we'll have some space and chairs out there in the lobby. There'll be plenty of room. If you have 500 people, if you have 100 people, you'll all fit. They could hardly get anybody to show up. So my impression is that they are acting like they are bigger than they really are. That's my impression. Now let's take it another step. Let's figure out who they're associated with. If you go to NPS Expo, now they claim they're the only national preparedness expo, the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo. If you go to their website, on page one, their sponsors are CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. That's federal government. Right next to that logo is the FEMA logo. FEMA. Right next to that is ready.gov. Right next to that is the Fire Corps. Now, these guys are in bed with CERT, FEMA, the government. Now, do you want your email address going to those guys?
Well, and people need to understand something. This military fellow that was coming into our group meeting several times, sometimes he would show up in his military clothes from Fort Carson. Sometimes he would come in plain clothes. Often he would bring, you know, weapons in there and show them off to the older men And the older men, you know, they're not afraid of anything. They've all been fingerprinted. They're a lot of them are ex-military.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened was I had a meeting of about, a very small meeting. It was about 15 people. He showed up at the meeting. He did not sit around other people. He sat away from other people. And the room that we rent is a very large room, and there is a U-Haul business. There's a desk in there that a gentleman has a U-Haul rental business. And he had a cell phone and a computer on the desk. And I sat down at the desk for about 5 minutes to pull up a heater that I found online. I wanted everybody to look at it on the computer screen. And it's a real good deal. Oh, we hear the music.
I'll tell you what. Make that story really concise when we come back. We're going into a commercial break. Laura Ferris Wilson is with us. We're discussing the infiltration and the hijacking of survival and preparedness meetups. It could happen to you.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, on Monday, I've got a meetup, Ziggy's 5:30 Sunshine in Glenstone, and I'm going to be talking about taxes. I'm going to be talking about how you can save money. The information is absolutely free. I'm going to tell you where to get it. I'm going to talk about how it works. And if you want to start your own business and register it, I'm going to tell you how you can do it for $50 all yourself. You don't need an attorney. You can do it yourself. I have. It absolutely works. This is not a scheme. I'm just going to tell you secrets that I've learned and that I've used. And I don't recommend getting an attorney. I recommend you do it yourself, and I'm going to teach you a little bit about how to do it. Also, on Friday, April 18th, in Springfield, Illinois, the CSPOA solution. It's Lighting the Lamp of Liberty. And we're having a meeting, and you're welcome to attend. Sheriff Richard Mack will be there. Sheriff Nick Finch of Liberty County, Florida, will be there. Sam Bushman is the MC. Chris Ann Hall, a former prosecutor and constitutional attorney, will be there. Shane Harger will be there. I will be there. We're going to be broadcasting live. Sam Bushman's coming to the farm. He's going to spend several days here. So we're going to be broadcasting together with Joyce Riley. We're going to be broadcasting on USA Prepares. We're going to be broadcasting on KLID, a local affiliate of ours in Missouri. And then we're going on to Springfield, Illinois. It's at the Northfield Inn Suites and Conference Center, Northfield Drive, Springfield, Illinois. And I'll be putting that link up on the website over the weekend. We're talking about the infiltration. If you have a meetup group, expect it. Expect to be infiltrated and expect that the feds want your email address. They want to know who you are and what you're trying to prepare for. People have tried the same things at our meetup. Hey, you know, we're all in this together, and you know, what are you preparing for, and where do you live, and what community? I'll tell you what, let's build a little database, and give us your email address or give us some name, and we'll try to help you all prepare. That has been tried many, many times. I've advised against it, and our meetup group isn't buying it. They don't buy it. They don't want to give out their email addresses. They just don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Now, other meetups have sprung up around town, and they use email addresses to effectively communicate. I don't require anybody's email address for anything. And so we've had multiple takeover attempts. As a matter of fact, one guy, when I called off a meetup because it was minus 14 in Missouri, one government employee said, hey, listen, well, those of you who are not afraid of a little cold, let's get together at Ziggy's, and we'll have lively conversation, and we won't be discussing the political blame game. Class, the political blame game is where it's at. That is exactly why we're in the mess we're in. It's these politicians. So these hijacked meetups don't talk about God. They don't talk about politics. Why? Because they're part of the problem. Please continue.
Well, I wanted to very quickly tell everyone that this military guy that came into our meetings, he'd been coming for a long time, but not constantly. He would show up every now and then. At the one particular meeting, there was about 15 people there. I knew all of them very well. The military guy showed up. He sat away from everybody else. He was constantly playing with his phone. He apparently, and this is what I believe he stole a cell phone off of the desk of the U-Haul business, thinking that it was my cell phone, because I had been sitting there for about 10 minutes. I had brought up a picture of a wood-burning stove on the screen of the computer back there at the U-Haul desk, and there's just one little desk in this large room with a computer.
So what was the purpose? Why would your cell phone be important?
Because they can suck all the phone numbers out of it, and they can take all of my information and pull all of the phone numbers from my cell phone and get everybody's phone number. And so what I believe happened was he took the U-Haul phone, because I was called the next day by the man that owns the U-Haul office. Okay. And he said, our phone is missing off of our desk.
Laura, we're out of time.
And when we tried to call,
We're out of time, but the point is that it appears that your phone was, that the intent was to steal your phone to get the membership class. I'm telling you, if you go to NPS Expo, they'll give you free tickets. They only want to know who you are. Think about that. You should be able to go to any event you want anonymously, and I recommend that you do that. Seriously. Don't give out your email addresses. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happened, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.